Hi everyone, I hope you're all doing great. Today in my audio message, I want to talk about how to channelize your emotions. You know, I've been getting a few messages where my students have been asking me to talk about how to control emotions, and I would just rephrase it. So, you know, I wouldn't say we would control our emotions. I would say we would try and learn how to channelize our emotions into something more productive, something which makes us happy. And this is also a very important component of having a good mental health. So, you know, the first thing that I would want to talk about is getting overwhelmed by the tasks at hand. Yes, sometimes, you know, we all look at the bigger picture. We look at what all needs to be done and we jot them down. And, you know, when you jot them down, you realize that it's just a long, long list. It's a long way before you could reach where you have to reach. And this gets you overwhelmed. And a response to this usually is quitting, you know. Let's not do it at all. It seems so daunting a task. It seems so undoable, right, that you stop doing it. So what I would ask you here is to control this feeling of getting overwhelmed into something which will be more productive. So rather than thinking of, you know, so many things that you have to do, I would say think about the next best step that you would want to do or take in this or a given situation. Just go step by step. The small steps where you are thinking about just the next very moment help you, you know, keep going further. It's because, you know, life is not about what you have done in this moment. Life is going to be about how you took multi-steps to reach where you wanted to reach. So go step by step. Think about what is the next thing that suits best in the given scenario. And, you know, gradually you'll be able to go further and further in your journey without getting overwhelmed. The next thing, which is very important, is, you know, taking your chances. And, you know, whenever we have a difficult task to do or something which is very, very competitive, there is this emotion that you get where you want to tell yourself that, you know, you are not that lucky. You are not that lucky as the person that you have seen around you. Maybe you see them on the Instagram or other social media handles and you realize that how blessed they are, yes, and how lucky they are having the ideal life, the ideal scenarios, and you know, you are just always thinking about how blessed they are without realizing that there is a lot of negative energy that you are giving to yourself when you think about this way about others. Rather than that, I would say, you can be lucky as well. And that's something that I've been consistently saying. All you need to do is take your chances. You have to seize the opportunity. You have to say yes. You know, because being lucky is all about seizing the opportunity. It's about the more yes you say, it's about more challenges you take. And you will realize that you would gradually be at the right time, at the right places, giving you the right results. So do not think or have those unhealthy feelings about, you know, people posting on social media, right? It's not just that they are blessed. It's about you seizing your opportunities to get lucky. It's very important that you realize that in your journey, it is okay to make mistakes. So, you know, very often when you are working hard for something, You believe that you should be destined to success. And yes, it doesn't really happen like that a lot many times. So when you are going to take your chances at many, many things, you would be making mistakes as well. So when you make a mistake, do not feel burdened. It is okay to make mistakes. Don't think about your past. You don't live there any longer. Move ahead. You know, you have to keep telling yourself, the idea here is not that you should not make mistakes. You know, that's something that we all do day in and day out. The idea here that you have to bring to your own mind and channelize this feeling of overburdened is that you have to realize that it's absolutely fine to make mistakes. You have to start learning from your mistakes and ensure that you don't repeat them in future. And this would obviously require a strong belief in your own self. And that's the next emotion I want you to gather. Believe in yourself, be full of yourself, right? Realize that you have immense, immense potential, which will come into action gradually. But you know, you also have to know that when you have this belief of, having this immense potential, you also must know that it comes with sacrifices. It's not going to be a bed of roses, right? So don't let these feelings get on you. You have to keep telling yourself that at every failure or every mistake that you do is that I know I can do it. I know I can be there. Let me just figure out what is the next thing that I should do when I am stuck here. And you know, it flows. It just goes on. So have this immense, immense belief in yourself, right? And let people say that you're so full of yourself. That's okay. Accept it. Take it as a compliment. Embrace it. Yes, I'm full of myself, because that's when you're going to give it out as well. Imagine an empty cup of coffee. Yes. So if you have this feeling of emptiness, you will always have emotions running high, that you are so inferior to others. There is so much that you need to do about your own self. There is so much that you need to work on to improve yourself, right? And on the contrary, imagine a cup of coffee which is full. Yes, this full cup of coffee, when you pour more coffee into it, is going to flow out. You're going to radiate the energy that you have. You're going to radiate the confidence that you have, and people will be careful when they next talk about you. So yes, be full of yourself. Very important, another strong emotion that we have is that we're all trying to seek success. I'm going to say, let's not try and seek success. Let's try and seek significance. Because when you only run after success, you are just simply wandering around. You are beating around the bush. When somebody says, do this, you start doing that. When somebody says, no, you do it this way, you change your plan and you start doing it the other way. And that's because you're only running after success. The idea here is to know your why you're into this journey. And once you know your why, you add significance to it. So, you know, every time you try and do something, think how significant is this, you know, task going to be for your journey? The idea should always be to pick significance from whatever work you are doing. And ensure, you know, this way you will ensure that you know, all this negativity that you get, right? Because you keep following each and every one out there. And in this task, when you just follow everyone, you lose yourself. And I don't want you to lose yourself. I want you, as I said before, to be full of yourself, right? And you know, one of the ways to do this is definitely knowing your why, and as I said, add significance to it. Whatever you are doing, if you feel that it's important for your task, go ahead, do it. If you feel it's going to improve you, go ahead, do it. Yes, but do not beat around the bush. Know your why and then add significance to your work. Very importantly, I'm going to tell you that don't be embarrassed about being yourself, because that's what pulls you down. There is this constant emotion that runs in us when we are in a peer group, right? That, oh, what are they going to say about me if I do this? What would they think about me if I tell them about myself, right? Do not be embarrassed about who you are and what makes you. That is your, you know, identity. Do not lose it. Just ensure that you're always trying to be yourself. And, you know, that's what is going to give you the confidence as well. Don't listen to everyone. Don't listen when they tell negative things about you. You have to have this, let go this unhealthy mental habit. Okay? Do not think about what people are going to say if you behave in a certain aspect or in a certain way. And finally, I would say this in the end, that relax. Everything is going to be okay. Just go on. So, you know, if you put these things together, believe me, you will be relaxed. You know that sooner than later, you would reach where you want to reach because you are so much more focused. You're putting all your emotions and in your thought process into being more productive. So, to put it in a nutshell, believe in yourself. Believe in the immense potential you have. Don't be embarrassed to be yourself. You are in constant improvement. Take your chances, seize the opportunity. And then realize that when you do that, it's okay to make mistakes. Everybody does that. The idea is learning from the mistakes. In your journey, find your why and add significance to it. And do not get overwhelmed by the immense task at hand. Go step by step. Think of the next best step at any given moment. And just take those small baby steps. And I'm sure that you will find yourself doing far better than what you think you could. Have faith and persist. God bless you. Best wishes from Dr. Deepthi.